It was a case of another day and another defeat for Sydney Thunder in the Big Bash League, as they made it 18 losses on the bounce at Stadium Australia. Brisbane Heat, their opponents, did struggle initially after winning the toss and choosing to bat. Skurinder Sanu removed Luke Pommers back, and out Peter Forrest to help reduce them to 43-3 after 8 overs. However, the continually impressive Chris Lynn led the fight back, alongside Dan Christian and Ben Cutting. Lynn made 56 off 35 balls, hitting 6 sixes, and won on 66 with Christian for the 4th wicket. Cutting then hit 3 maximum of his own, as the Heat ended on 165 for 5. Dirk Nannes was the pick of the Thunder attack, with 3 for 21. Only 2 of the home side's batsmen then reached double figures in their chase, as they collapsed from 55 for 1 to bowl out for 117. Usman Khawaja gave James Hoax one of his 2 wickets when on 22, with Cameron Gannon then dispensing with much of the middle order on the route for the career best figures for the second time in as many games. He took 4 for 10, including dismissing top scorer Mike Hussey for 60 off 37 balls. In New Zealand, defending HRV Cup champions Otago moved to the top of the table, courtesy of their thrilling one-run win over previous leaders Wellington. The Firebirds could manage only 5 runs from the final over ball by Jacob Duffy, and so ended their 20 overs on 203 for 4. They had recovered from the loss of 2 relatively early wickets, thanks to 44 from Michael Papps, 70 from Grant Elliott, and 68 out from skipper James Franklin. However, the Volts' total of 204 for 3 proved just enough. Openers Hamish Rutherford and Neil Broome put on 107, with Rutherford dominating the partnership before falling for 79 off 44 balls. Ryan Tendescarter and Michael Bracewell added late impetus, with unbeaten Knox 45 off 18 balls and 22 off 9 balls, respectively. And Northern Districts are back up to second, the 29-run win over Auckland. The Knights mustered 180 for 7 from their 20 overs, as Scott Styres buttoned 48 off just 18 balls. Backup contributions of 25 or above from Brad Wilson and Dan Harris. Bruce Martin was the pick of the Aces bowlers with 2 for 21. They then began solidly in their run chase, courtesy of Anirudh Kitchen and Gareth Hopkins. However, Jono Bowles and Styres each struck twice, and they finished 151 for 9, despite the best efforts of Donovan Grobbelaar and James Fuller. State Bank moved off the foot of Pakistan's President's Trophy table, with a 7-wicket 3-day win over Port Kazim Authority. Their captain Usman Archer hit 91 to help earn them 125 run first innings lead, but Hassan Mahmood with 3 for 34 led the way in bowling out PQA for 189. Tavish Khan and Rizwan Hyde then shared 7 wickets, as PQA could manage only 217 second time around, leaving State Bank requiring only 93 for victory. In India, a century from Suryakumar Yadav helped rescue Mumbai. They had made an indifferent start to their Ranji Trophy quarter-finaling against Maharashtra. Samad Fala struck twice as they struggled to 101 for 4. However, Yadav and Vinit Indulkar added 183 for the 5th wicket, while the latter fell 18 short of 3 figures. Yadav made no mistake in that regard, before giving Anupam Sanlekha a 3rd wicket late on when on 120. Bengal recovered from a poor start against Railways to close on 274 for 8. Anirudh Singh removed 2 men with the score on just 3. Abhimanyu Iswaran and Sudip Chatterjee put on 163 for the 3rd wicket. Iswaran departed to Khan Sharma for 65, with Chatterjee falling agonisingly short of his century for 96. Riddhiman Saha prevented a complete collapse, despite 5 wickets falling for just 43 runs and finished on 60 not out. Anirudh Singh ended the day with figures of 4 for 75. It was a perplexing day in Bangalore, as Karnataka first slipped to 15 for 3 before reaching stumps on 297 for 5 against Uttar Pradesh. Amit Mishra struck twice as numbers 2, 3 and 4 in the Karnataka batting lineup fell for ducks. Robin Rutapa and Karan Nair then added to the scorecard symmetry by making exactly 100 apiece before departing to Ali Murtaza. The pair added 120 for the 4th wicket, with a tap of the aggressor. C.M. Gautam added a further 162 with Nair and finished on 89 not out. Uttar Pradesh were later dealt a further blow with the news that their captain R.P. Singh was unlikely to bowl for the rest of the match after pulling his hamstring. And Jammu and Kashmir closed on 11 for 1 to bowling out Punjab for 304 in Vadodara. In keeping with the day's theme of fight backs, Punjab bounced back from 146 for 7. Their captain Harbhajan Singh made 90 off only 79 balls, and 105 with Sandeep Sharma for the 8th wicket. Sharma was last man out for 51, with Umar Nazir at 4th wicket. Samuel Abay meanwhile chipped in with 2 for 56, while Ram Dayal took 3 for 59.